Well, let's check the State Boys High School Basketball Tournament first. 4A first-round action, the only games on the slate yesterday. And it was Cedar Falls winning an instant classic over Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln yesterday in first-round action. 60-58, the final. That game was close throughout. At the end, Kyle Kroll hit a three-pointer from the top of the key for Abraham Lincoln with just 12 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and that tied the game at 58 all. But Trayvon Fagan was able to drive the length of the floor, and he was fouled with just 0.2 seconds left in the game. He buried both free throws, and that was your ball game. Cedar Falls winning at 60-58. Fagan finished with 24 points and 10 rebounds to help lead Cedar Falls to the 4A semifinals. Also in the 4A first round yesterday, it was West Des Moines Valley knocking off Dowling Catholic 61-56. Pleasant Valley beating Dubuque Senior 57-42. Iowa City West knocking off Des Moines Hoover 51-48. There'll be six games on the agenda today in Des Moines, the semifinals in the three smaller classes. The day starts at 10:30 this morning with a 1A game as St. Albert will face West Hancock in a semifinal. That'll be followed by South O'Brien playing Gladbrook Rhinebeck in the other 1A semi. In the 2A semis, Pella Christian plays Western Dubuque, and Western Christian will face Anamosa, those games this afternoon. Then tonight it's the 3A semis. Sheraton will play two-time defending champ Wallard Catholic, and Pella will face off against Cedar Rapids Xavier. Those winners will advance to the state championships. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes hope to improve their seeding in the NCAA tournament with a strong performance at the Big Ten Conference tournament in Indianapolis. The fifth-seeded Hawkeyes open up this afternoon against Illinois. Iowa's hoping to avoid a third straight one-and-done against a lower seed. The Hawkeyes were eliminated by 13th-seeded Penn State a year ago, and in 2014 they were knocked out by 11th-seeded Northwestern.
You know, it's one of those games where, you know, we were sitting in pretty good shape, and they caught fire. You know, we didn't get a stop when we needed it, you know, the year before. You know, I mean, Northwestern really shot it well that game. They had guys that normally don't make shots or hitting step-back threes. So those are the kinds of things that happen sometimes in tournament play. So hopefully, you know, we'll execute and we'll be making the shots we need to make.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the keys to any game remain the same in tournament play.
Well, you got to take care of the ball. You got to come down and get good shots. You got to rebound, you know, and then, you know, you can't let the key guys that you're locking in on, you know, go crazy on you.
It'll take four wins in 4 days for the Hawkeyes to claim the championship. McCaffrey says there's no thought of giving the starters added rest to prepare for that long haul.
But it's always a function of, you know, what's the score? You know, if you're thinking we got to get to Sunday, we probably are going to win this game, but we don't have it under control yet, maybe you rest some guys, because anytime you're in a, you know, lose, you're out. You know, you just kind of win that, trying to win that game. You know, because tomorrow doesn't matter if you lose.
Tip-off today is scheduled for 1:30 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and we'll have that game for you live here this afternoon on the radio. 12:30, we're on the air with the pregame show, Iowa versus Illinois, second round action in the Big Ten tournament. Michael Fink had 17 points and 5 made three-pointers as he led the 12th-seeded Illini past 13th-seeded Minnesota 85-52 in opening Big Ten tournament play yesterday. The other first-round Big Ten game saw Nebraska beat Rutgers 89-72. Iowa State's lack of depth made its hopes for a regular season Big 12 title unrealistic, and perhaps the postseason will be a little kinder to the 21st-ranked Cyclones. Iowa State will begin its quest for a third straight conference tournament title today against third-seeded Oklahoma. They're ranked sixth nationally. Cyclones are the sixth seed in the tournament, which could be lower than the one they'll receive for the NCAA tournament if they are able to replicate their previous success in Kansas City. Oklahoma, Iowa State tonight. That's an 8 o'clock tip time down in Kansas City. In first-round play in the Big 12 tournament yesterday, Kansas State beat Oklahoma State 75-71. TCU over Texas Tech 67-62. Amalekai Alexander scored 26 points, and Holy Cross capped its stunning run to the Patriot League title and an NCAA tournament berth as they posted a 59-56 win over Lehigh. The Crusaders are 14-19, and they failed to win a conference road game during the regular season. But once the tournament started, the Crusaders won at Loyola. They beat top-seeded Bucknell, won at Army, and then knocked off second-seeded Lehigh to advance to the NCAAs, their first trip since 2007. In some other conference tournament action yesterday in the Atlantic Coast Conference second round, Pittsburgh edged Syracuse 72-71, Duke over North Carolina State 92-89, Georgia Tech needed overtime to beat Clemson 88-85, Virginia Tech knocked out Florida State 96-85. In the Big East first round yesterday, it was Georgetown over DePaul 70-53, Marquette outscored St. John's 101-93. Those are some of the matchups yesterday in conference tournament play. Also in the Pac-10 conference first round, it was Washington over Stanford 91-68. Colorado beat Washington State 80-56. Southern Cal over UCLA 95-71. Oregon State beating Arizona State 75-66. In the Southeastern conference first round, Tennessee beat Auburn 97-59. In football news, the window for NFL teams to spend on the acquisition of free agents has opened, and a flurry of activity began yesterday. The defending Super Bowl champ Denver Broncos find themselves without a quarterback now that Brock Osweiler has agreed to a deal with Houston. He went 5-2 as a starter with the Broncos last season when Peyton Manning was injured. Osweiler was considered the successor to the five-time NFL MVP who retired on Monday. The Bears have agreed to a four-year contract with Super Bowl champion linebacker Danny Trevathan. The 25-year-old was the leading tackler on the league's number one defense and helped Denver win the championship last season. Also in the NFL news yesterday, the Eagles and quarterback Chase Daniel agreed on a three-year contract. According to a person familiar with negotiations, Daniel spent the past three seasons backing up Alex Smith in Kansas City, where new Eagles coach Doug Peterson was the offensive coordinator. With Philly, he'll serve as a backup to Sam Bradford. Also, defensive tackle Haloti Ngata has agreed to a two-year deal to continue playing with the Detroit Lions. The 32-year-old agreed to a two-year deal to stay in Motown. The Kansas City Chiefs agreed to a five-year contract with former Browns offensive tackle Mitchell Schwartz. This helps the Chiefs shore up their line with Jeff Allen and Donald Stevenson hitting free agency. The price for acquiring running back DeMarco Murray for the Tennessee Titans couldn't have been much cheaper. The Titans reworked Murray's contract, and they confirmed Wednesday that they swapped fourth-round picks with the Eagles in a trade. The running back's agency made that announcement last night. The Kansas City Chiefs have been penalized for having impermissible contact with wide receiver Jeremy Maclin during last year's free agency. The Chiefs have been stripped of their third-round draft pick this April and sixth-round draft pick next year, and they were fined $250,000. Chiefs coach Andy Reid was also fined $50,000, and general manager John Dorsey was fined $25,000. Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt said in a statement that the club intends to appeal the penalties. Maclin signed a $55 million five-year deal with Kansas City. And in racing news, doctors are pleased at the pace Tony Stewart's broken back is healing, and they've given the three-time NASCAR champion a rehabilitation program aimed to get him back in a race car. Stewart was injured January 31st in an all-terrain vehicle accident. He suffered a burst fracture of the L1 vertebrae and has missed the start of the season, his last as a NASCAR driver. Stewart Haas Racing says there's no timetable for Stewart's return. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.